Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flusher Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on August 13th, 1977. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The sky is becoming very clear, though it had been dark in the evening. Our Lady now is coming through directly over her statue, but high into the sky. All about her clothes there are slivers of light fanning out, almost like points. It's difficult to explain. Beautiful streams of light coming out almost in star-like formation about Our Lady. Oh, Our Lady looks beautiful. Her arms are stretched out. She does look very sad, very sad. Oh, Our Lady has on a beautiful cream-colored gown with a blue sash, and all about her she has a mantle, a beautiful white mantle, all trimmed in gold. Now over on the right side, I see Michael coming through the sky. He's carrying the balance, and he has his sword. But there is something wrong with the balance. It's very black looking. It's no longer golden color. It has a very ominous black look. Now Our Lady is coming forward. She has on beautiful slippers. They're not slippers, really. They're like sandals that are more sturdy. They seem to have a casing on the bottom that I never saw before on Our Lady's feet. And she has a golden rosette, a small rose, on the instep of her feet, of her, the sandal piece that comes from the top down to her toe. Our Lady is taking her rosary from around her belting, and she is holding her beautiful golden crucifix out like this, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is going over to the left side, high in the sky. She's moving backwards. She doesn't walk, but she seems to be weightless, and the air is carrying her back. Our Lady is leaning over and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is starting to turn to her left and going slowly across the sky. She's looking down, and I can now see her expression. Our Lady looks very sad this evening, very sad. And Michael is coming forward, and also behind her, the sky is opening up, and there are many, many figures of angels coming forward. Beautiful angels in all different colors of the rainbow with wreaths of roses around their heads. And behind them, I can see several figures with high papal tiaras on their heads. Our Lady is going over to the right side now, and she's bending over and extending her crucifix out and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now Our Lady is moving back. She's coming across and standing directly above her statue. Michael is there, and all of the angels are coming to group around her. Now Our Lady is touching her fingers to her lips. My child, I know your great trial and sadness of heart. Be it known that your country has been given every chance to make amends to the Eternal Father and has failed. This is a final warning to your country. You are being visited by Exterminatus, the angel of death. Oh, my child, you have spent your time in trying to convince those with hardened heart and deafened ears. My child, death shall reign over your country unless you awaken from your slumber and turn from you what has happened. Michael is coming forward, and he's raising this balance in his right hand. Now he is touching his lips. The spear has disappeared. He is touching his lips with the balance like this. Repeat after me, my child. O man of earth, you have been judged and shall be sent with a final warning. Blood shall flow, parents shall cry, there shall be evil beyond anything seen upon earth. My children of God, have no fear. You will keep your sacramentals about you. You will keep your children's souls guarded, for none shall be attacked who are in the state of grace. Be ye known now, it has been loosed on earth, Satan. Satan, the king of darkness, Satan, the master of deceit, his time is short, but he is loose. He entered into the body of a man in 1975, a man who gave himself to him in the practice of a cult. He entered into the body of this man as he cannot roam without the body. He will enter in when he has finished his mission into another body, and you will pray a constant vigilance of prayer that he is removed from your country. My child, you are affrighted and for reason. You understand now, my child, all that I have prepared you for. You will now expose the evil one who is using a human body and setting his agents out to claim those souls for him who are not in the state of grace. My child, all of the training given to you in the past now, you will use as you go forward upon your second mission. Exterminatus, the angel of death, is now loosed in your country. In the merciful heart of the Eternal Father, it is the final warning to mankind before the ball. Awaken from your slumber. The murders are not natural. Awaken from your slumber. They'll gather and increase. Awaken from your slumber. The murders are not natural. They're produced from the prince of darkness entered into the body of a man. My child, explain to all now why I cried and asked that you read the apocalypse. These are the days, and he is 666. Satan is 666. Entered upon earth now, he will move about and enter the body of those who will do his will. And it will be a will that shall bring bloodshed. It will be a will that shall bring tears to the hearts of many. Children shall be the victims of the monsters that have been allowed loose because of your sin. You did not listen to me. My child, I realize your great anguish as you have had to experience the terrible evils that have entered into your country because of their being involved with the occult. In your country now is the highest head of Wicca. He murders and goes about claiming souls who are not in a state of grace. Protect your children and your families with sacramentals. Do not go off without your sacramentals. All are marked for death who are not in the state of grace. All are marked for death who are not in the state of grace. My children, realize now I have counsel and guided you to be on your guard for this day. He is here. He has entered upon your country in 1975. Your children have been victims to him. The spread of drugs was for a reason to break down the morale and to give your children over to Satan.
And blessed is.
Your children have been desecrated in black mass. Your children have been desecrated in the schools and the governments by the government leaders who do not care. My children, it is a dirge that I sing to you, because how can I express to you the horror that you have allowed to come upon your country because of your laxity and your sin? Sin is insanity, and I assure you, my children, it will not be long before you will feel that your country has become a place of insanity, as the angel exterminatus sends his consorts, demons in human bodies, to kill and maim. All who are in the state of grace, all who remain in the light, shall not be harmed. I tell you, my children, I counseled you for years. The moment is here in the final battle of the spirit. No one shall escape. Satan shall be given his time to claim those who have given themselves to him. Among those who have died at the present time, only one came prepared. Satan now in the body of the man. He'll roam the country now. He'll set up his covens. Covens, my child. Covens they are called. He'll set them up to kill and maim. Beware! Allow none into your house unless you know them well. Guard your doors against the agents of hell who will come in to wean your children from your house into households of sin. Mothers, protect your daughters' purity. Allow them no rein to be free in choice. Guard them well, for they will be the victims of black mass, which shall rage throughout your country. The spirit of evilness now is spreading fast throughout your country. The angels of death shall now increase. My children, I have often counseled you to recognize the faces of evil about you. They come as angels of light. They will look like beautiful children. Those in your colleges, most have fallen and capitulated to Satan. They are now his agents. My children, bring your children back before it is too late. Satan has a plan to take them in. They will be his agents in sin. They will be sent throughout the country to kill, and they will kill within the homes. It will be mother against father, daughter against mother, father against son. It is because of sin. Sin is insanity. My child, it is not a pleasant message I bring you, but I have warned and counseled. Much tears have been shed because of the approach of this time. You must now study the book of life and love the apocalypse. The time is here. 666 himself now is loosed from hell, Satan. He has great powers and will entice your children in the covens. He has great powers because he will teach them miracles, show them miracles that will convince them that he is Satan. In this manner, he will promise them eternal life until he has their souls, and damned forever they will be. Too late to their knowledge will they know they have sold their souls to Satan. Exorcisms can be used, but for many it is too late, my child. The soul has already left the body. Exorcisms can be used, but for many, my child, it is too late. There are many now walking the earth who are shells of human. They will no longer be called humans. They will be called animals. They have given themselves to Satan. They have sold their souls to get to the head. And there are many in the clergy that shall be shot dead. These groups that are gathering, my children, they have no respect for life. They'll use all manner of firearms, and they'll even use the knife. My children, it is not a reign of terror I set upon the world. I warn you now, what is happening has been caused because you failed. You failed to listen to counsels from heaven. You failed to mend your ways. The few who will be saved are few, and you may now count the days. The angel of death is among you. He walks in human form. He'll gather now those about him, and evil he will spawn. I tell you now, my children, you must now mend your ways. I tell you now, my children, you will soon be counting days. Those who remain, if this evil continues and becomes more widespread, will be in a spirit of fear because they will envy those who have died and do not pass through this crucible of suffering. My children, know now that you will bar your doors to all but your immediate family and close workers, the workers who are involved in trying to stop the spread of evil. Children shall disappear from the streets, never more to be seen, taken into covens and buried in their burial grounds. Know it now. Don't cast it aside and say that this is a reign of terror. Do not cast it aside, for your child may be next. Only a child of conscionable age who is in the state of sin, mortal, shall be attacked. The attack shall become more frequent unless you pray. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer now. Keep it going throughout your country. Pray that those who are working and praying shall remove this demon from among you. Prayer, my children, is all that you have now. You have waited too long. The evil had accelerated now, and your children are surely the victims of your laxity, your permissiveness. You condoned immorality. You condoned sexuality. You made no effort to fight the evils that have corrupted your schools and your governments and now your homes. Parents who are parents have not been an example to their children and have led them astray. The day will come when they will cry as they look for their little Jane, and Jane has gone away, never more to be seen. My children, desecration of body is being committed. We're only doors from you in covens. Do you know what is going on about you? The covens in 2 years have grown beyond anything man could expect. They are homes now for the practice of black mass witchery. Many have entered because they are misguided by the schools and parents and teachers who do not believe in the supernatural. They experiment with the occult and then they fall. The occult is true. Demons are true. More and more will you see them upon the earth now that Satan himself has come upon the earth. He is 666. He promotes the final capitulation of man, the destruction of mankind. There is every chance given to mankind that should he turn back and amend his ways, it now shall not increase the evil. However, the future is grim, for as in the past, they go on in sin, my children. And sin is insanity. The murders will increase till you will think that the world has been engulfed with insanity. No longer will there be charity of heart, love of parents, love of neighbors. Suspicion shall arise as more are killed before your eyes. My children, awaken. Even your news medias are wrong. They have not stopped the evil one, and they cannot stop him, for he is supernatural and will go on. My child, you will keep in strict obedience to my counsel that you will see no one. but the immediate workers and your family. You will go nowhere after dark. Know, my children, that these demons do not strike in daytime. As the souls are dark, so do they seek in darkness others. They only strike after dark. You will remain off the streets if you have sinned, for you may receive the gun. It is a chastisement to your city, my children, and many cities of the world, because they have not heeded the Eternal Father's warnings before. How many shall die in your streets before you turn back? My children, the man of sin, Satan in the body of a man, he has the powers of hell. He plans his victims well. He goes forth and gathers information of souls, and then he has them marked for death. My children, pray for them. Pray for all who do not listen at this final warning. This is the final warning being given to your city and mankind. Now you will pray. I shall, my children, counsel you as the war of the spirits increases, as death becomes prominent on your streets. Know that you are guarded by my heart, my mother's heart. Only those who have rejected the light shall meet death. The good shall suffer with the bad, but Satan shall claim no souls except those that have paved the way to him. He is claiming his own now. Recognize the signs about you. He is going about now, the angel of death, to claim his own. All that is rotten shall be shaken from the vine. And I say unto you, O pastors, you too have been found wanting and must mend your ways, or you also will die in the streets. My child, you will continue to live in seclusion. You well understand now why you will move to your present area. Have no fear, my child. Satan and his agents in human form now cannot harm you. The Eternal Father guards you and your family, and your children shall be saved. Suffer, my child. Persevere for those who are dying without grace. My heart is torn as I am your mother. I am a mediatrix between God and man, and I bring you the command now from heaven to mend your ways. Sin is insanity, and you will go about seeing insanity now such as never been seen on earth before. City to city, country to country shall the angel of death go. I shall not at this time, my child, comment further on this terrible trial that has entered upon your city and your country. Recognize it is the same evil influence that is commanding the butchering and the mutilations and the shootings. Recognize the signs of your time. The angel of death now is over your country. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer, my children. All who are in the pure spirit of the light will have nothing to fear. If you fall victim to Satan, you must immediately run to receive a new store of grace from your pastor in confession and the receiving of my son's body. My children, you must concentrate now all on saving the souls of your children and those you love. There is not much time left. Our Lady now is extending her cross and making the sign of the cross like this with a beautiful rosary, or the rosary that has the huge golden crucifix and the golden Our Fathers, and the white beads are so beautiful. When she turns, they have all colors, the colors of the rainbow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I give you, my children, graces, graces for cures, graces for conversions, cures of the spirit and cures of the body. Many miracles and prodigies shall now be found upon earth, but beware of those that Satan creates. Test the spirit. Satan cannot hide long his plan, my children and my child. So do not fear him. Fear is a tool of the devil. Just prepare to thwart him by wearing your sacramentals, keeping your holy water in your homes, keeping your statues, your monuments. For I promise, my children, all who keep the monuments, the statues in their homes will be saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. My child, now you will be seated. There's much work to be done.
Wait, let me just get my arms. Maybe I can push myself up. Oh, no.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
I'm telling Thomas, you're always. I'm telling him exactly what I'm telling you.
Very warm light, and it gives you a beautiful feeling of peace. Now, directly in the center of the sky, Jesus is coming forward. He's wearing a pure cream-like gown. Oh, it's very creamy white looking. And he has a belting of some type of brown skin, it looks like, about his waist.
Jesus has on brown sandals. They only have one strap. And he has a red cape now about his head. It looks almost like velvet, a burgundy colored velvet. Now Jesus is pushing the cape off his head, and he's smiling, but he too is looking very sad this evening. Now he is placing his first finger to his lips. My child, listen well. In my anguished heart, I do not wish to enlarge upon my mother's counsel. Needless to say, it has been a night of great sadness to have to bring to you the knowledge of the entrance of Satan upon your world. Not my children, just the agents that you have been battling with, but Satan, the prince of darkness, 666 now is in your world. He has been here for some time, but has entered your country in 1971. He will use now the body of any man, woman, or child who has fallen out of grace. I assure you, my children, the world has fast come to its close because of sin. The world has now reached the stage of it reaching a point of insanity when there will be division in the household, father against son, mother against daughter. But my children, know now that all that is rotten shall fall. Because of sin, the angel of death now has entered your country. You were given fair warning through countless visitations of my mother upon earth, and you did not heed. Only a minority shall be saved in the days ahead. Murder, ravings, distortions of all manner of godly inclinations shall prevail upon your earth. Your children are the major victims of their elders now. As parents, you have now a special mission to protect your children against Satan and his agents. I assure you, my children, my mother has told you countless times to recognize the faces of evil about you. They will come as angels of light, with countenances of sweetness and joy and piety. But you must pray that you may have a discernment of spirits for your protection and do not leave them enter into your household to corrupt your children. My children, the war is raging now. It is the war of the spirits. I assure you, my children, death shall become prevalent. Satan is giving his time now to claim those who have given themselves to him. My child, countless souls now have fallen into hell at the hands of exterminators. I cry bitter tears of sadness for your country, America the beautiful, that shall now be visited by the angel of death. My children, prayer is the only measure now left. We appealed through my mother and other visitations to your country leaders, to your medias, to your schools, and we have placed upon earth individuals who were mediators between God and man. My mother was a mediatrix between God and man, and I assure you the response has been poor. Unless you pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your country now, the angel of death shall increase his activities. Those who do not have the knowledge of the supernatural will be lost now. Those who reject the grace given to them shall be lost now. And many now shall be claimed by the angel of death. My children, I realize that in the past you have been scoffed. And my child, I realize that you went through great heartache because you counseled a woman once to allow you to go ahead as she held you back in restraint and said, do not do that. Stop the vigils. Do as another did in Italy. You must listen to your bishop. My child and my children, if you had not prayed all this time, what is now starting would have begun many years ago. Your prayers kept your country from the angel of death, his reign. But now, because the prayers were too few, and those who had the power to stop the evil refused to acknowledge it for their own gain and vanity, now they must reap what they have sown. My children, you will protect your families and your children. My mother did not come to counsel you to bring fear to you, but we must prepare you with facts. The angel of death is in your country, and unless you pray, every city in your nation shall feel the hand of death in the streets. My children, pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Pray for those who do not have the grace to escape the onslaughts of the demons now loosed upon earth, demons in human bodies. The major demon from hell, Satan, now has entered into the body of one in your country. He has been there since 1975. With enough prayers, we will remove him from among you. And unless you continue to pray, another shall be entered by Satan, and another, until your country falls. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer. The world shall go through a most horrible crucible of suffering unless you pray. My children, we give you graces for cures and conversion. Do not cast them aside. Do not turn your back on the counsel of my mother because you care more for the opinion of man and the counsel of mankind. Man and mankind will give you nothing when you leave your body and you must be judged for your reward. You have only yourself to save now in your soul and the souls of your children. We cry bitter tears, for we have lost many children of conscionable age to Satan this year. It was beyond the Eternal Father's thinking through channels that no human man could understand. He could not accept them into the kingdom of heaven. You must understand that no man or woman or child of conscionable age will be gathered by Satan unless it is of his own free will, for he has rejected grace and given himself to Satan. He has disobeyed all the laws of the Most High God in heaven, and there is a penance for disobedience, as there was a penance when the angels, the highest angels of heaven, and Lucifer himself was cast from the realm of the kingdom of God for his disobedience and arrogance. So too, my children, can we not accept you in if you place yourself with Satan? It is the way of the Eternal Father that heaven shall be won by merit and obedience to God, not to man. Now Jesus is placing his hand in front of him like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, Our Lady is coming now down from the sky. She was standing far in the back watching Jesus, and now she's coming forward, and Saint Michael is coming from the right side, and all of the angels, and I can see some bishops and clerics. They're dressed in, you know, in their clerical long cassocks, and the angels are all gathering about Our Lady. They're hugging her skirts. The little ones look like babies, cherubims, but they're dressed in long gowns, pinks, blues, and off-colored russet colors are beautiful, and the light is shining upon their heads. They have no faces. It's strange. I can't describe. They have no faces, but they're so beautiful. They don't need faces. There's no way to describe it. And they have these beautiful garlands of roses on their heads, and the garlands are all different colors. In fact, I've seen colors now. I never saw colors on earth that are in these flowers, these roses. They do look like roses about their heads. Now Our Lady is pointing over to the left side of the sky, and high over the trees there is a tremendous black cross in the sky, and next to it a question mark. I know that Our Lady and Jesus are making it known that unless you now reverse from your present ways, your children shall die in the streets, your parents shall die in the streets, and all who have become corrupted shall be taken from the vine. Now Our Lady is placing her hand with a golden rosary in front of her, and Jesus is extending his hand out, and they're making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. My children, you will all retire from a world now that has been given to Satan. You cannot be of the world now, for it is Satan's world. He goes about now claiming his own. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your homes and in your country and the countries throughout the world. The angel of death is among you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Mother, pray for us. Mary, light of the world, pray for us. Lady of the Roses, pray for us. Mary, help of mothers, pray for us. Mary, light of the world, pray for us. Our Lady of the Roses, pray for us. Mary, help of mothers, pray for us.
We've been listening to a taped recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on August 13th, 1977. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.